It's time for Making Democracy Work. Our guest today is Lisa Langley.
My guest this morning is Shane Scholler, Greene County Clerk. Mr. Scholler has served in his position since 2014. Thanks so much for joining me again this morning.
Good morning. Great to be here, Lisa.
I'm having you back in today to talk about the update on the selection of the new voting machines. So can you first talk about how old the current ones are, why you all decided that you needed new ones?
The current equipment that we're using goes back between 2005 and 2006 when it was purchased. I believe the first election would have been in later 06 that they were used. One of the reasons that we have chosen to pursue new equipment is that, frankly, our direct record and electronic equipment, which is the touch screen audio equipment for people who may not be able to fill out a paper ballot, it is not near as dependable as it once was. And so for every federal election, you have to have that equipment there for the voters. And so it was time to move forward and get equipment that when voters come to vote, they wouldn't have any issues in terms of making sure that the voter can use it without any type of problems. And so...
So you just said that you only have to really have that during federal elections?
That's what federal law requires
really?
For all federal elections.
But the state
elections.
Doesn't require.
So, but for local elections, it is not required. But we always have at least one at the courthouse for all voters on the day of the election.
Okay.
Sure,
well,
available.
That's interesting to
yes.
know then. Okay. So who's helped in the process of choosing the new machines? How's that process been done in order to please as many people as possible with the selection?
Well, one of the things that I thought that was important was that we put together what I call an election advisory board. Actually, it was an idea that emanated from the League of Women Voters when I was running for this office in 2014. And so this was the first meeting that we had. We had it late last year in November. And it was really a broad cross-section of Greene County voters. And so we wanted to make sure that we had age demographics, that we had ethnicity demographics, that we had voters who need to use the direct record electronics. So if they need to use the touch screen or the audio in order to be able to vote, that we had really a great representation of Greene County to make sure that we were choosing the best equipment for Greene County voters, which we have not made the award yet, but we're very close.
Great. Yes, those are all things that would be important to the
exactly.
league and the voting process. So thank you very much for listening. We appreciate that.
Well, when you hear a good idea, sometimes you have to follow on it. That was a great one.
Well, thanks. What process have you used to review the various machines that are available out there? And can you just talk about the differences in the machines and what you guys kind of looked at as a group?
A lot of the election equipment that out there is very similar. For example, all of them scan. For example, if you fill out a paper ballot, they're going to scan it in. They're going to take a digital image of it that they're going to be able to use to tally the vote there with that machine. Then all that information is brought back to headquarters that night to our election center. And then that's where we take that information and we load it into our system in order to be able to begin putting out the vote tally for what's on the election ballot that day.
Right.
So that's very similar. Touchscreen is also very similar too, but they have different variations in terms of how they work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the things that we wanted to get really a sense of where the advisory board is at. So we put together a survey. And so we actually did it through SurveyMonkey so that we could actually visit with the advisory board that afternoon, because the election equipment companies came in, they presented their equipment, and then after they presented their equipment for a couple hours, advisory board members got a chance to be able to go and experience the voting equipment, see how it worked. And then they had a survey that they filled out as they were doing that for each of the companies. There were three total that presented. And then after that, we had those results tallied immediately through the SurveyMonkey that we used. And so from that, we were able to really get in-depth about what they liked about each equipment vendor, the equipment they presented, and, you know, what they thought was good in terms of voters, what they thought maybe wasn't as positive. And so what was interesting is that the results came out fairly close, but there was definitely a separation. There was a 1, 2, and 3 in terms of where the advisory board went with their choices. But we asked simple questions like, does the machine look easy to use? Because sometimes just even appearance can be an intimidation to a voter, especially when you're using touchscreens. So we think that's important. Is the ballot easy to read? Is it easy to mark? Things like that. Because you don't think about those things until you're in the voting booth voting. And one of the things we want to make sure is that every voter feels as independent and is able to be as independent as possible when they're voting. Because I think that's an important thing that as Americans we really pride ourselves in, is that is each and every voter gets the right to be able to fill out their ballot by themselves without anybody helping. And so that's really one of the things we look at the equipment is what equipment best serves that purpose for the voters.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds like a great process. So what were some of the other questions?
We asked, for example, do you feel the voting process with this equipment needed further instructions? So was there anything that even as you were using it, you weren't quite sure that you were really using it accurately? And, of course, that would be more the touchscreen audio voting equipment. And then, for example, on touchscreens, a lot of times they'll give you a second chance option feature with that. So we ask folks, do you like the second option? Because that's a verification to make sure the voter voted accurately, or is it too hard to go back through that second option feature? And so that's an important aspect of it as well.
So will all these the machines that you looked at still have a paper trail?
Yes, and that's one of the things that I've always been very passionate about. And so a paper trail will follow whether it's the paper ballot you fill out or it's the touchscreen audio voting equipment. There will always be a paper ballot that will follow.
Great. And, of course, finally, what are we looking at in cost for the citizens of Greene County?
It's going to be right at about $800,000. We have over 75 polling locations that we have to make sure we're ready for anytime we have an election countywide. And during our busier elections, we can often have up to 120 voting equipment pieces out there for people to be able to use. And so that's why we, when we look at it, we have to make sure that we're providing for the greatest need in terms of elections. And, of course, that's going to be your November general elections that we prepare for.
Right.
And so.
And would that be the first time these would be used, be in November 2018?
No, we plan to use them this April.
Oh, great.
That is the current plan.
Wow.
Because we want voters to be familiar with them before we get to the big election and roll them out.
Good idea. Yes. Good idea. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning and talking about this very important issue. My guest this morning has been Shane Scholler, Greene County Clerk. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org. Thank you for joining us.